Inside the Palestinian refugee camps, residents gathered near the edge of some of the Jewish settlements. They were there to watch the Israeli army begin to do what years of rocket, mortar, and bomb attacks failed to do, remove the settlers from Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
At the southwestern edge of the Khan Yunis refugee camp in southern Gaza, you can stand on a hill amid the garbage and demolished homes and look down at the orderly tree-lined streets and red-tiled roofs of Neve Dekalim, the largest of the Gaza settlements. Normally, the path down this hill would be filled with Palestinians waiting at an Israeli military checkpoint to enter or leave Mawasi, the Gaza village surrounded by settlements. But today, Khan Yunis residents are edging toward the top of the hill to catch a glimpse of the voluntary stage of the evacuation. Schoolteacher Nasser Abu Shamal points out the row of container trucks waiting to haul the settlers' property back to Israel. He's impressed by the scale of the military effort.
Yeah. There are the containers, and I see there are many Israeli soldiers there. There are a huge number of the soldiers. So we hope that this operation will fall out, that complete would safely, and they get out from our land.
A steady wind off the Mediterranean helps counter the August heat. It makes the palm trees in the settlement sway. It rattles through the metal atop the high concrete security wall put up by the Israeli army and stirs the dust in the alleys at the edge of the refugee camp. From one glass-free window cut into a concrete wall, perforated by countless bullet holes, a Palestinian flag slowly waves in the breeze. Abu Shamal says it's not clear to him what the Palestinian Authority has in store for the area. He knows what he'd like to see, although he calls it an ambitious dream.
It is necessary to do what is served the public, to do universities, playground, houses, huge building. This is serve us. We have suffered a long time from the Israeli occupation, from killing, from shooting.
For many Gazans, those who travel from Gaza City to Khan Yunis and Rafah in the south, life after the Israeli army leaves will change dramatically, at least on the road. For the past 5 years, this food tent at a crook in the road on the north side of an Israeli army checkpoint has been a regular stop for Palestinians who often wait for hours to get to their jobs or relatives on the other side. 22-year-old Khalil Fatayer scoops up balls of falafel, the spicy ground chickpea delicacies, and plunges them into hot oil. The tattered tent provides a patch of shade, and falafel and warm soda fuel animated discussions. In one corner, bearded men discuss a fine point of the Quran, while in another, a man with a round, weathered face points to the line of stopped cars snaking out of sight and says, "If your prayers don't lead to any relief, then what's the point of praying?" At the front of the line, Hassan, a Palestinian ambulance driver, says he's never had to deliver a baby at this checkpoint, but he still remembers the night he was called to pick up a wounded 18-year-old boy during a clash at the checkpoint. The line of cars was huge, he says, and the fighting didn't die down right away, and by the time he got to the boy, he was dead. Suddenly, without any apparent signal given, drivers hustle back to their cars and start their engines, and the checkpoint is transformed from a parking lot to a traffic jam. Palestinians say they're not sure how their leaders will deal with the changes that are coming to Gaza. Signs of progress and deterioration fill the news every day. President Mahmoud Abbas set a new date for elections, January 21st, but there's no word on the fate of a kidnapped journalist in Gaza City. For now, Gazans are hoping for a smooth evacuation of the settlers so they can find out what comes next. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.